Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Governor Nandkishore Yadav has emphasized the importance of transparency, accountability and efficiency in administrative functions. He said this during an inspection of the Lok Bhavan Secretariat in Kohima yesterday. He reviewed the operations and arrangements of various departments and encouraged officers and staff to further strengthen public service and ensure more effective governance. Chief Minister Nipurio on Friday met with Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan in New Delhi to discuss strengthening the education sector in Nagaland. The Chief Minister was accompanied by Advisor for School Education, Dr. Kekril Hulye Hyome. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said the meeting focused on enhancing educational infrastructure across Nagaland and expressed hope for the Union Minister's continued support in advancing the state's educational development. Meanwhile, Mr. Pradhan described the discussions as fruitful, highlighting assistance under Samagra Shiksha and various initiatives aimed at improving access to quality education. The Union Minister said both sides reaffirmed their shared commitment to the holistic development and empowerment of Nagaland's youth. Nagaland's MP in the Lok Sabha, S. Supongmurin Jamir, has condemned the killing of six Nagas in Manipur, describing the incident as a serious violation of human rights. Addressing a press conference in Kohima yesterday, he called on both the Manipur government and the centre to take stronger measures to contain the situation. He also called for those responsible to be held accountable. Mr. Jamir further expressed concern that the violence in Manipur could have wider repercussions across the northeast if not addressed promptly, noting that instability in one state can affect the entire region.
The government of Manipur, as well as the central government, they have to act more vigorously than the state government. They have to direct, and then the situation has to be controlled because the tension, if it starts anywhere in the northeast, is a related issue. If one state is neglected, then this problem will be affected to the other northeast states also.
The MP urged the Nagaland government to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to prevent any spillover of tensions into the state. Manipur police notified that certain individuals and groups are creating, sharing and circulating unverified and provocative content on various social media platforms. In a social media post, Manipur police said such posts contain serious allegations and have the potential to incite communal tension, disturb public order and adversely affect social harmony. Members of the public are strongly advised not to believe, share or forward rumors or unverified content and to exercise caution while engaging with information circulating on social media. As part of the celebrations leading up to the International Day of Yoga 2026, the Ministry of Ayush, in collaboration with the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga and Habild, is organizing a landmark global online yoga event this morning. The ongoing online yoga session is witnessing participation from more than 130 countries. Ayush Ministry said that the event aims to create a new world record for the most viewers for a YouTube live yoga stream, bringing together yoga practitioners and wellness enthusiasts from around the world on a single digital platform. And the Department of Youth Resources and Sports yesterday organized the Grassroots Football Festival Baby League 2026 at the Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima, drawing hundreds of young football enthusiasts from across the state. Speaking at the event, Department Secretary Anthony Nguli said the Baby League was launched in 2024 to promote sporting values and nurture football talent from an early age. He said the festival also provides an opportunity to identify promising young players. Mr. Nguli added that the initiative is also aimed at helping children build friendships, teamwork, sportsmanship and self-confidence. The tournament was held in four age categories: 5 to 6 years, 7 to 8 years, 9 to 10 years and 11 years. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.